This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Calls to hotlines about human trafficking are running about 20% higher this year. Airlines are training personnel to identify potential victims on flights. Analysts looking at the problem of hiring women in tech fields note that there is often a clear and deliberate gender bias in the job advertising. On a 3-2 party line vote, the FCC repealed net neutrality, allowing internet providers or pipes to potentially vary the speeds of the internet to specific customers and businesses who are willing and able to pay more and then have the advantage. The NLRB, on a party line vote, has reversed the decision in Browning-Ferris that allowed workers to challenge joint employers if they were part of a subcontract on a work site in order to force the employer with power over wages and working conditions to the bargaining table. 23 executions were the second lowest in the last 25 years in the U.S. A top aide to Attorney General Ken Paxton of Texas has resigned after posting a Facebook message that mocked the hashtag MeToo movement against sexual assault and harassment. Morgan Spurlock, the documentary filmmaker, has resigned from his company after admitting to sexual misconduct and inappropriate behavior, and PBS has stopped distribution of the Tavis Smiling Show while investigating similar accusations around his conduct in the latest hashtag MeToo moments. Rupert Murdoch has sold $50 billion worth of 21st Century Fox's assets to the Disney Corporation in a major shedding of the empire he built from one newspaper to a $100 billion business. Using the so-called Byrd Rule, Democrats have blocked a provision in the tax bill as unrelated to taxes that would have repealed the Johnson Amendment and allowed churches and other nonprofits to endorse candidates. Thousands of the Interior Department's employees reported that they had experienced harassment or intimidation at work. A department-wide survey conducted earlier this year has revealed about 35% said they felt some form of harassment and intimidation, often related to their age or gender. More than 85% of those employees said they had to continue to interact with the person responsible for the mistreatment. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.